Ever wondered why some entrepreneurs seem effortlessly build thriving businesses while others work themselves to exhaustion with little to show for it? After interviewing thousands of business owners over 15 years, Daniel Priestley discovered a startling pattern. Most entrepreneurs were working harder and earning less than their salaried counterparts. The difference between struggle and success wasn't effort, it was assets. While struggling entrepreneurs focus on daily tasks and firefighting, successful ones methodically build valuable digital assets that generate income even when they're not working. This revelation formed the foundation of 24 Assets, which has become required reading for ambitious entrepreneurs worldwide. Even Richard Branson has embraced similar principles, building Virgin into an empire of assets rather than a collection of tasks. In our digital age, where the most valuable real estate is smartphone screen space, understanding how to build these critical business assets isn't just helpful, it's essential for survival in an economy undergoing massive transformation. The entrepreneurial journey follows predictable patterns, with most businesses falling into one of two categories, lifestyle or performance. A lifestyle business, typically 3 to 12 people, prioritizes flexibility and freedom, like Jeremy Jauncey's Beautiful Destinations, a social media empire with just 8 professionals managing 12 million followers while traveling to exotic locations. In contrast, a performance business aims for scale and significant shareholder value, like Rob Gardner's Reddington, with 100 professionals working to transform the pension industry and improve 100 million lives. Most entrepreneurs should realistically aim for lifestyle businesses with high revenue per person rather than performance businesses, which require exceptional commitment. The difference is like reaching Everest's base camp versus summiting. Both are achievements, but they demand different preparation and resources. Both business types need assets that generate revenue when owners step away, but they differ dramatically in stress levels, growth focus, and exit potential. Without strategic direction, most entrepreneurs get stuck in predictable stages: the wilderness, struggling to gain traction; the boutique, achieving modest success but unable to scale; the desert, growing but facing cash flow problems; or the factory, trapped in operations with little strategic control. These stages represent reactive moves without a clear asset-building strategy, like constructing a house without architects or engineers. The key insight is that knowing your business type is crucial for making aligned decisions. Entrepreneurs often make choices incongruent with their desired model, leading to frustration and failure. Those wanting lifestyle businesses should hire differently, emphasize flexibility, and focus on digital assets, while those with performance ambitions need different funding approaches, team structures, and growth strategies. By understanding which path you're on, you can make decisions that support your true goals rather than working against them. The difference between struggling and successful businesses isn't just effort, it's the assets they leverage. In a London office building filled with similar salespeople, some earn $30,000 while others make $90,000 annually. This vast difference stems from the assets they're selling, not just their skills. Just as a real estate agent can more easily sell an identical apartment in Mayfair than Liverpool due to location value, business income follows asset quality. While traditional assets like property, shares, and equipment naturally generate income, today's digital age has transformed what assets matter most. Soft digital assets now drive modern income. Respected brands, quality marketing materials, customer databases, celebrity endorsements, best-selling books, and industry awards all represent valuable business assets that increase income potential. The wealthiest people today own digital assets that occupy the most valuable real estate, smartphone screens. Just as the Industrial Revolution transformed wealth from land to factories, the digital revolution has shifted value to intellectual property, brands, products, algorithms, websites, and systems. The 24 Assets approach builds an ecosystem of digital assets that scale, add value, and create stability better than traditional assets. A critical distinction exists between tools and assets. Today's business landscape offers powerful tools from companies like Microsoft, WordPress, MailChimp, and Salesforce. However, these tools alone don't grow your business. Assets do. Tools are available to everyone, while assets are unique to your business. A YouTube account is useless without videos to upload. Facebook ads need your images and copy. Webinars require your slides and script. Struggling businesses obsess over tools, researching CRM features, autoresponder software, and shopping cart optimization. Successful businesses obsess over assets, capturing powerful stories, writing insightful content, winning awards, and defining their brand and culture. A business with amazing assets can achieve remarkable results with basic tools, while one with every tool but nothing to say remains stagnant. Gabriella Rosa transformed her Sydney fertility clinic by focusing on asset creation rather than seeking breakthrough tools. She developed video content, methodology posters, documented case studies, improved products, scripted customer service responses, and built unique systems. These assets attracted more clients through Facebook, YouTube, and email content. Over 2 years, her revenue doubled without significantly increasing staff, and she expanded effortlessly into 10 countries, no longer competing on price. The tools didn't create this success, her unique digital assets did. The concept of passive income, earning money without working for it, is perhaps the most damaging wealth creation idea ever conceived. It's the modern-day pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, equally mythical and destructive. This approach fails for several reasons. First, it means trying to profit from something you don't enjoy doing. People who dislike property buy rental units, tech-averse individuals build websites, and stock market novices suddenly fixate on price charts. Second, it stimulates our primitive brain that craves easy wins but can't calculate that spending 1,000 hours and $5,000 to generate $87.60 monthly is poor use of resources. Most importantly, passive income isn't actually passive. Property portfolios require maintenance, websites need updating, and MLM downlines demand constant encouragement. It's really deferred income, unpaid work now for small returns later. The true alternative is building credible assets through entrepreneurship, creating them, wealth management, acquiring them, or inheritance, being given them. The entrepreneurial journey fundamentally differs from business administration. While MBAs learn to optimize existing assets, entrepreneurs must create assets from nothing, a form of alchemy that transforms ideas into valuable businesses. This explains why many entrepreneurs exhaust themselves with little return. They confuse asset creation with asset commercialization. The entrepreneurial journey follows 7 predictable steps. First, discover value at the intersection of 3 elements: something others find valuable, something you enjoy doing, and something commercially liable. Second, reach oversubscribed value, roughly $83,000 annual revenue, which indicates you've created something genuinely valuable. Third, gain influence through becoming a key person of influence who embodies your business vision. Fourth, achieve oversubscribed influence when demand exceeds capacity. Fifth, formalize your assets. Transform your expertise into digital assets like books, videos, podcasts, and documented systems that can scale. Sixth, reach oversubscribed assets. Digital assets enable easier scaling and positive brand experiences. Seventh, commercialize your assets. When all 24 assets work in harmony, your business becomes highly valuable. The most successful companies generate extraordinary revenue per person, RPP. Apple earns $2 million per employee with 110,000 plus staff, Google 1.2 million with 60,000 people, and Facebook 1.4 million with 10,000 plus employees. Even small businesses show dramatic RPP differences. A consulting firm earning $250,000 per person versus a similar size competitor at $80,000 per person. High RPP businesses can scale quickly, hire top talent, grow without debt, innovate freely, and acquire competitors. Low RPP businesses struggle to hire skilled workers, avoid risks, require external funding, and remain vulnerable to mistakes. Despite its importance, few resources explain how to improve RPP. In reality, RPP reflects the quality of a business's assets, not worker motivation. Like lumberjacks with axes competing against teenagers with chainsaws, motivation can't overcome superior tools. Starbucks earns $109,500 per employee versus $60,500 at typical coffee shops, not because their staff work harder, but because they're equipped with powerful assets like global branding, bulletproof systems, and better data. Small business owners obsess over generating leads and converting sales, what Priestley calls profit and loss thinking. They fixate on Google Ads versus SEO, sales techniques, cheap virtual assistants, and cost-cutting measures. Meanwhile, they overlook fundamental flaws: commoditized products, trading time for money, unclear value propositions, and weak market positioning. By contrast, large company boardrooms engage in balance sheet thinking. Their conversations revolve around developing new products, securing channel partners and celebrity ambassadors, expanding territories, filing patents, refreshing brands, disposing of assets, acquiring competitors, and investing in proprietary systems. To grow substantially, shift from profit and loss thinking to balance sheet thinking. Treat problems as asset deficiencies rather than sales or cost issues. Instead of simply seeking more sales conversations, focus on developing better products, brands, or channels. Create media, intellectual property, data, and technology as primary business assets. Your most valuable assets might be hiding in plain sight. After receiving a disappointing offer of $300,000 for his business, which the buyer ultimately backed out of, Priestley sought answers about why his company was so vulnerable to economic downturns. A chance meeting with Darren Sherlaw, a fund manager turned business advisor, revealed the problem. You don't own any assets. His business operated on a brokerage model, doing sales and marketing work for others who owned the actual business assets. This model worked in good economic times, but collapsed during recessions. When he searched for intellectual property he already owned, he found an email template about key people of influence that became the foundation for his first book, then an accelerator program, and eventually a global training business. What began in 2009 with just an email template grew into a business worth $4 million by 2011, $7.5 million by 2013, and nearly $10 million by 2016, compared to his previous 7 years that produced only something worth $300,000. While dream boards and motivational content suggest desire drives success, design is far more important. A 200-ton plane flies because it was engineered to, not because the pilot received a pep talk. A Porsche accelerates quickly because of its engineering, not motivational quotes. Consider a cyclist who desperately wants to travel at 100 kilometers per hour, but is limited by their vehicle's design. Meanwhile, an 80-year-old easily reaches that speed in her Toyota without thinking much about it. She simply presses the accelerator. Successful businesses are designed to succeed through an ecosystem of well-developed assets, intellectual property, capital, equipment, staff, leadership, and innovation. Each component is continuously refined and improved. A valuable business isn't created by one thing, but by an ecosystem of assets working together. Like a Formula One racing team needing excellence in engines, tires, body design, fuel, sponsors, and drivers to win, businesses require multiple assets functioning at a remarkable level to create maximum value and protection from competition. Whether you plan to sell your company or not, it's worth building a company someone would want to buy. This ensures you're creating something strong, robust, with potential that attracts the right people. Even multi-generational family businesses like Lego, Victorinox, and Ermenegildo Zegna could be sold for vast sums because of their asset quality. Valuable companies have assets in 7 key categories: intellectual property, brand assets, market assets, product assets, systems assets, culture assets, and funding assets, totaling 24 assets spread across these categories. The 24 assets framework brings together various business disciplines into a single dashboard, making scale and value creation a fun game rather than a tangled mess. High-quality assets must be remarkable, value-adding, and scalable. An asset is remarkable if people share it with others, like a brochure people keep to show friends, a report that generates social media shares, or a company culture that makes employees recruit their friends. Assets add value if they pass the 90-day yachting test. They continue functioning even if you're disconnected for 3 months. An asset is scalable if it can move freely across distance and be expressed digitally. When developing business assets, you must decide whether you're aiming for lifestyle or performance outcomes. This is similar to the difference between hiking gear for Everest Base Camp versus summit equipment. They may look similar to the untrained eye, but an experienced mountaineer knows the difference could be life or death. Lifestyle businesses can use affordable tools and basic assets, while performance businesses require significant investment in custom-built assets using award-winning suppliers. Today's fast-growth businesses run on intellectual property assets, formalized ideas that become legally protectable property. These assets carry the essence of your business's uniqueness, allowing customers to learn about you, employees to understand your methods, and key identifiers to remain distinctively yours. Content has become king in the digital world. Text, images, and multimedia that differentiate your business and connect you with audiences. Creating content clarifies your thinking, scales effortlessly to global audiences, and costs little to produce compared to previous eras. Research from Google shows people are more likely to buy from businesses that produce content, making it a powerful sales tool. A methodology is your specific approach to achieving outcomes, something you might take for granted but could be formalized as a scalable asset. Some businesses openly share their methodologies to establish uniqueness, like the author's 5 P's from his previous book, while others keep them secret, like Google's search algorithm. Methodologies can be expressed visually through diagrams and posters, or coded into software for automatic implementation. Legally defensible intellectual property must be documented and registered through independent third parties. This includes basic elements like trademarking your business name and registering URLs and social media profiles across all major platforms, even those you don't currently use. More advanced IP protection involves patents, trademarks for product names or slogans, and design registrations. When working with external suppliers who create content or methodologies for your business, always use intellectual property assignment agreements to clarify ownership. In a world full of choices and unethical suppliers, trusted brands have become more valuable than ever. Brand assets allow businesses to charge 4 to 5 times more for products compared to generic versions. To build powerful brand assets, businesses must focus on 3 key areas: philosophy, identity, and ambassadors. Behind every great brand is a distinctive, documented philosophy centered around vision and values. Microsoft's vision to put a PC in every home shaped their decisions for 25 years. Strong values lead to empowered employees, loyal customers, and better innovation. At Dent Global, the core values, be brave, have fun, make a dent, are incorporated into everything from websites to performance reviews. A brand's consistent look, feel, sound, and behavior forms an identity that builds trust. Consistency matters more than the behavior itself. Some brands can be cheeky, while others must be serious. The 2012 London Olympics logo initially faced criticism, but became beloved through consistent exposure. Remember, consistent beats clever, and simplicity with repetition builds recognition. Trust, likability, and fame can transfer to your brand through association with influential people. Nespresso transformed from an office coffee supplier to a premium consumer brand by partnering with George Clooney. Even smaller businesses can leverage ambassadors. Rob Gardner sponsored university rowing teams at Oxford and Cambridge, positioning his pension advisory firm alongside major companies while attracting graduate talent. Owning a defensible place in your market is powerful for business growth, but markets are abstract concepts. Buyers don't see themselves as part of a market. They're individuals with personal needs seeking businesses that recognize their uniqueness. Successful companies win by treating customers as unique individuals rather than targeting nebulous masses. Positioning means influencing consumer perception of your brand relative to competitors, aiming to occupy a clear, unique position in buyers' minds. Markets typically revolve around key questions. Who offers best quality? Who's most affordable? Who's most convenient? Who's most trusted? Who's most delightful? The four main positioning assets are awards that externally validate your position, accreditations like ISO that indicate quality, associations with industry groups or bigger brands, and acknowledgement from recognized authorities that strengthen your market position. Channels are how your products, services, or communications reach customers. Michelle Mohn built Ultimo by identifying existing channels to her market, first securing a Selfridges contract, then staging publicity stunts that generated national coverage. Over time, she gained $1 billion in free publicity and built her own million-follower social media channel. You can develop own channels, your YouTube, email list, podcast, retail stores that take time to build but allow direct control, or earn channels where others feature you. Data enables personalization, which is key to owning customer relationships. With powerful data collection and management, you can create personalized relationships at scale. British Airways' Know Me program uses big data to anticipate frequent flyers' preferences, like knowing a customer prefers aisle seats despite booking a window seat. The more quality data you collect from customers, the better you can customize and predict their wants, creating touching personal experiences that keep them coming back. Products aren't just physical items with packaging, but replaceable, consistent ways of achieving desired customer outcomes that can be delivered similarly worldwide at comparable price points. What makes products valuable often has little to do with physical components, like how champagne costs 4 times more than Prosecco, despite most people failing blind taste tests. Products involve non-physical elements, brand identity, positioning, content, and customization that solve problems in ready-to-sell packages. A complete product ecosystem includes 4 types of products that work together to create profitability. Gifts are products given completely freely with no strings attached, primarily to capture attention. They must be scalable, shareable, and affordable to distribute, usually in digital form. Effective gifts are insightful, educational, or entertaining, highlighting problems your business solves while building emotional connections, all without requiring commitment from recipients. Google exemplifies this approach with free search, maps, email, and other services that capture attention for its commercial offerings. Products for prospects represent a customer's first purchase, building trust through quick wins for a fair exchange. They typically require minimal commitment of time, money, or data while offering valuable first steps with your company. These products often diagnose problems your company can solve or narrow decision-making processes. Examples include consultants offering diagnostic tools or initial workshops. A business's core product is its main revenue source and what it's typically known for: BMW's cars, Google's AdWords, or Montblanc's pens. Unlike gifts and P4Ps that educate or entertain, core products fully resolve problems or satisfy wants. They require complete commitment to delivering solutions, focusing on implementation rather than ideas. Businesses should aim to be the best in the world at delivering their core product for their specific market. Products for clients extend the customer journey, addressing ongoing wants and needs, typically through recurring revenue streams. BMW sells cars, core, then offers finance, insurance, and servicing, P4C. Apple sells devices, core, then offers media, storage, and subscriptions, P4C. These products appear highly profitable because they operate downstream from other products, with client acquisition costs already absorbed elsewhere. Businesses often only become profitable when they have products in all four categories. Product ecosystems, not individual products, make money. Apple's transformation from near bankruptcy to global dominance came through Steve Jobs' ecosystem. iTunes as a gift to PC users, iPod as the first Apple purchase, P4P, computers and devices as core products, and profitable content sales as P4C. Systems assets make businesses simple, repeatable, and predictable to operate. Great organizations avoid inflicting unnecessary problems and decisions on their teams by establishing proven methods for achieving results. These systems take various forms: operations manuals, scripts, spreadsheets, checklists that break complex jobs into manageable steps, automation software, and machinery. Effective marketing and sales systems drive leads, sales, and referrals at scale. These systems target the right people through Facebook ads, SEO content, retargeted ads, or affiliate networks. The key assets include compelling images, marketing copy, video, audio, and precise targeting criteria. A good lead generation system creates a steady, unstoppable flow of prospects. The system should carry leads through the entire sales process, arming salespeople with necessary information, scripts, and sales aids. Management systems prevent teams from wasting valuable time on administrative tasks instead of serving customers. These systems should efficiently handle payments, receipts, tax obligations, and team communication. A good system accurately reports past performance, forecasts future achievements, and provides real-time decision-making data. A key asset is a dashboard displaying crucial metrics like cash at bank, payments collected, expected invoices, or revenue per employee. Operation systems ensure customers receive what they paid for in a predictable, delightful manner. Delivering remarkable value and exceeding expectations turns customers into your marketing department. Uber exemplifies this, growing into a transportation giant with minimal advertising because its operational systems were revolutionary. The first Uber experience feels magical, seeing nearby cars, tracking arrival time, and automatic payment processing. Your business can become more asset-driven through video, apps, direct mail, or events that make customer satisfaction predictable. Culture assets enable businesses to attract, develop, and retain skilled employees without paying premium rates. A strong culture, with flexible hours, training programs, flat structure, or compelling vision, can entice people to join your growing business. These assets include formal documentation like job descriptions and accountability charts, plus advanced elements like vision videos, onboarding programs, and performance structures. Key people of influence serve as leaders, figureheads, and rainmakers who can forge deals, establish partnerships, lead teams, engage with media, inspire others, drive innovation, and represent the brand. Richard Branson exemplifies this, attracting top CEOs to Virgin even when they take pay cuts to join. These influencers are drawn to businesses with exceptional assets, world-class products, strong IP, systems, funding, or market position. Publishing a book can be a powerful asset for attracting both clients and great team members. Dynamic sales and marketing people drive business by bringing in prospects, qualifying leads, presenting products, expanding opportunities, and securing revenue. Marketing typically attracts two types: creative individuals who excel at engaging content and data analysts who thrive on measurement and testing. Salespeople divide into hunters who aggressively pursue new business with charm and directness, and farmers who nurture long-term relationships with diligence and methodical care. Great managers translate vision into actionable steps, delegate responsibilities, measure performance, and ensure smooth operations. Administrators maintain financial oversight, prevent cash flow issues, manage supplier relationships, and keep important documentation organized. Though their work may feel less visible than sales roles, they're essential enablers of high performance who optimize resource allocation. technical people build products and deliver services that solve client problems. While customers might discover a business through marketing, they stay because of technical capability. These skilled professionals need assets that develop their abilities, world-class tools, focused work environments, training, and collaboration opportunities. It's crucial to encourage them to share insights that can be captured for training new team members. Accessing business funding depends on having the right assets in place. Just as banks require independent documentation when financing a house purchase, investors need professionally produced documentation to validate a business investment. Many startups fail to secure funding because they present self-created business plans and valuations rather than independently verified documentation. A professional business plan defines the business direction, challenges, risk mitigation, opportunities, and expected returns. While lifestyle businesses might use templates refined with accountant input, performance businesses must commission plans from reputable advisory firms. Investors immediately recognize entrepreneur-created plans and trust those with stamps from respected firms. Harvard Business School identifies numerous valid valuation methods, from future cash flows to strategic competitor prevention value. Ultimately, a company is worth what people will pay, but lacking independent valuation severely devalues a business. Successful fundraisers present professionally produced valuations explaining calculation methodology. These reports typically include financial projections, industry comparables, and potential acquirer information, indicating how investors might eventually liquidate their holdings. Business structure dramatically impacts fundability. Investors seek control, reduced risk, and liquidity. Different structures offer varying appeal, from sole traders, minimally fundable, to limited liability companies, most common, to listed public companies, highest valuation potential. Jurisdiction matters too. Investors prefer major economies with strong legal protections rather than tax havens with weak enforcement. Investors obsess over capital protection as much as upside potential. They worry about leadership departures, poor decisions, fraud, disputes, underperformance, litigation, cybersecurity, disasters, and failure. Key risk mitigation assets include well-constructed shareholders' agreements addressing dividends, disputes, and governance, experienced, trusted boards reducing poor decision likelihood, guarantees, warranties, and debentures providing backup plans, robust policies for legal, operational, and cybersecurity risks, and appropriate insurance coverage. We're experiencing unprecedented change driven by five megatrends converging simultaneously: aging baby boomers entering retirement and drawing down savings, disruptive millennials breaking traditional life patterns and valuing experiences over ownership, technology unemployment as AI eliminates jobs across sectors, government austerity as digital businesses avoid taxation, and looming systemic collapse of ecological systems requiring urgent action. Some view these trends with despair, while others see them as the greatest wealth shift in human history. As the industrial age peaks, the digital age will redistribute money and opportunity. Becoming a surfer means learning to paddle and ride this wave of change. To surf these waves, become a key person of influence, someone known, liked, and trusted in your industry with abundant opportunities. These people are great communicators with respected thought leadership who own valuable assets. They don't need millions of followers. Building a reputation with a few thousand people who engage with your content and buy your offerings creates stability in these changing times. Speed up your business by becoming campaign-driven with regular promotions. Establish weekly laps, leads, appointments, presentations, and sales, quarterly campaigns generating buzz, and annual big messages that differentiate you. Like paddling onto a real wave, business requires rhythm and effort in sales and promotions. When all 24 assets become remarkable, your business takes on a life of its own. You'll see opportunity everywhere, effortlessly scale, make money, attract great people, and new opportunities. Then you'll face the question, what is the most meaningful problem I could solve? Humans derive meaning from both personal success and helping others. Why wait until financial success to do rewarding work? Choosing a big mission from day one expands thinking and attracts collaborators. Beyond the 24 assets lies asset zero, the intangible quality that brings everything to life. It's what you started with when you had nothing, and what will still drive you after achieving money, fame, and influence. Asset zero makes you face fears, take brave actions, and fuels your passion. It's what you've been about since day one, the thing that puts you in flow and what you'll go to your grave trying to accomplish. Success isn't out there. Asset zero is the beginning and end of it all. Be brave. Have fun. Make a dent.